Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If a person trains himself to ask Hashem for all of his needs as they come up during the day, and then thanks Hashem for whatever happens afterward, he will be constantly connected to Hashem. He'll be using his time wisely, spiritually, and will also become more successful in his endeavors. If a mother would begin her day 5 minutes earlier and ask Hashem to help her get the children off to school, to give her husband success, to give the children success, and so on, she would be helping herself and her family immensely. There is nothing that we don't need Hashem's help for. A Talmid Chacham told, he remembers his grandmother putting her hands on the chalan pot on Friday afternoon, saying, Hashem, I did my part. Please make this food come out tasty so my family could enjoy it. We could pray that every dish we cook comes out good. If it does, we thank Hashem for his help. And if it doesn't, we thank Hashem for giving us exactly what we needed to have. We need Hashem for little things, and we need Hashem for big things. This week's Parashat Toledot begins with Yitzhak and Rivka begging Hashem to have a child. Our rabbis tell us they were both incapable of having children, but their prayers change nature. One of the reasons this story is recorded in the Torah is to teach us that prayer could help even those whom the doctors have told are physically incapable of having children. In the words of Rabbeinu Bahyai in the Kada Kemach, Gadol Koach HaTefillah Afilu Leshanot HaTeva, the power of Tefillah is so great, it can even change nature. And he brings this story of Yitzhak and Rivka praying as a proof. The Sefer Birkat David told a story that a man he knows told him. The man said, I got married 6 years ago at the age of 40. My wife and I knew that having children was not going to be a simple matter. Year after year passed, and the reports we were getting from doctors were not good. We went for help, and each time we tried a different method or procedure, the results were the same, negative. Finally, one day, we were told my wife is expecting. We felt our Yeshua was finally here. But after 2 months, we were told the devastating news that she had a miscarriage. Time moved on very quickly. Just like that, another year passed with nothing to look forward to. The top doctors and specialists were telling us to stop spending our money on treatments. They felt we were wasting our energy and resources for nothing. Every night, my wife and I would just cry together, feeling the pain of having an empty home. We tried to strengthen each other in Emunah, but it was very difficult. We didn't want to give up, no matter what the doctors were saying. We told each other, Hashem is bigger than any doctor, and we're going to continue to hope and pray to Him with that emunah. One night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and saw my wife wasn't in the room. I went into the hallway and saw her crying over a Sefer Tehillim. Tears started streaming down my face. And soon after, I took a Tehillim and sat next to her, crying over it as well. I didn't know. My wife hadn't even gone to sleep that night as she was trying to complete the entire Sefer Tehillim. I looked and saw she was up to Mizmor Kuf Lamed. And I heard her whispering the words, Shir HaMa'alot Mima'akim Keraticha Hashem. With a choked up voice, I joined her in saying it, and together we called out, Hashem Shema Bekoli, Tihiyena Oznecha Kashuvot Lekol Tahanunai. That was a night I would never forget. We truly cried out to Hashem from the depths of our hearts. Baruch Hashem, not too long after that, we received the good news my wife was expecting. We prayed every day with tears that this pregnancy would last. We went for Berachot, we went to Kivrei Sadikim, and Baruch Hashem, the day finally came when the nurse in the hospital called out, Mazal Tov, you just had a baby boy. We knew it was the power of Tefillah that brought us this special blessing, and we are forever grateful to Hashem for it. There is nothing like a heartfelt Tefillah. Tefillah should be used all times, and especially when our needs are great. Tefillah can do anything. It could even change nature. Shabbat Shalom.